ॐ नमो भगवते वसुदेवया। जन्मदस्य जतो न्यायादितरतश्चर्तिषु अविज्ञास्वरत् तन्ने ब्रह्मा हृदादि कवये मुह्यन्ते यत्सुरयो तिजो वरी मृदं जता विनिमयो जतत्रिसर्गं सा धन्म स्वेन सदा निरष्टकुहकं सत्यं परां धीमहि। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading from 8th Canto, chapter 20, verse number 23. Rasam machastangritale iha padayor Mahin Mahindram Purushasya Jungaya Patatrino Janunina Vishwamurtir Urvarganam Marutam Idrashanaha Rasam. The lower planetary systems, Achasto, observe, Angritale, beneath the feet, or on the soul, Atha, thereafter, Padayoho, on the feet, Mahim, the surface of the land, Mahidram, the mountains, Purushasya, of the giant personality of Godhead. Jangayoho, on the calves. Patatrinaha, the flying living entities. Januni, on the knees. Vishwamurte, of the form of the gigantic Lord. Urbo, on the thighs. Ganaha Marutam, varieties of air. Indrasenaha, Bali Maharaj, who had obtained the soldiers of King Indra, and who has situated in the part in the post of India. Who was situated in the post of Indra. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Avoy Charanaravinda, Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Thereafter, Bali Maharaj, who was accompanying, occupying the seat of King Indra, could see the lower planetary systems, such as Rasatala, on the sole of the feet of the Lord's universal form. He saw on the Lord's feet the surface of the globe, on the surface of his calves all the mountains, on his knees the various birds, and on his thighs the varieties of air. Purport by His Divine Grace. The universal situation is described herein in regards to the complete constitution of the Lord's gigantic universal form. The study of this universal form begins from the soul. Above the soles are the feet. Above the feet are the calves, and above the calves are the knees. And above the knees are the thighs. Thus the parts of the universal body, one after another, are described herein. The knees are the place of birds, and above there are varieties of air. The birds can fly over the mountains, and above the birds are varieties of air. Omagyana timirandasya yanang yanang shalakaya चक्षुरुमिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नम ओं विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थय भूतले श्रीमते जयपताक स्वामिनिति नामिने नामाचार्यपदाय नितय कृपा प्रदायिने गौरकथादमुदाय नागरग्रामधारिणे नम ओं विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवारी अस्कत्य देशतारिणे नम महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नमने गौर तुसे नमो नमः हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधाकांत नमस्तुते ताप्ता कंचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी प्रसावानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पवनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री वसदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे हरि ओम तत्सत्। सो द विराट रूपा और द काल रूपा जगदान्ति मैनिफेस्टेशन ऑफ द लॉर्ड दैट्स ऑल्सो शोज हिज पर्सनालिटी। Even though the material energy is impersonal because it's constantly moving, constantly transforming. That's the nature of this energy, kshara. It's constantly changing like the waves of the ocean. Never stop. Millions of cells are dying, new ones are being made. This constant flow of the elements is obviously impersonal. But everything is forming from a personality. And that's why everything with these elements become persons, even though they are just a mirror, just a reflection of the original forms. So this Virat Rupa that Bali Maharaj is contemplating has a form, especially in the mind of the devotee. Nothing is impersonal. And this meditation in the lotus feet of the Lord is the ultimate goal of the devotees. It's not that Bali Maharaj is going to get the Sutala planets just because he gave great charity to Bhavanadev. This is not the material reward. It's his bhakti what is being rewarded. The wealth of the Sutala planets, nobody can even compare. Even Swarga Loka cannot compare with this Birla Swarga. Underneath this earth, there's so much opulence. These planets have all facilities for sense enjoyment. These varieties of mountains and lakes and pristine water, and the people don't feel old age, disease, death. There is no day and night because the sun doesn't reach there. So they don't have concept of fear of the passing of time. Their bodies are lustrous, they drink different kinds of beverages, they maintain themselves very beautiful and powerful. Enjoyment is the goal of life. No need to think in Vishnu. We are the controllers, we are the doers, we are the enjoyers. Ishvaroham aham bhogi. And the topmost level, then suddenly the Sudarshan will enter and destroy everything. So this they cannot check. But the opulence of the Sutala planet is, you cannot compare. Not even Indra can have such a place. But Lord Vamanadeva is going to give this to Bali Maharaj due to his surrender, due to his bhakti. Just different kinds of opulence. Sometimes for the neophyte, the Lord takes away all the wealth. The Lord takes away all because this is going to confuse his path in bhakti. That for an advanced devotee, the Lord can give all wealth because in this way it can be used in the service and glorification of the Lord. That's why this science has been coming down through Rajarsis, great powerful kings. This was, the Bhagavad Gita was not given to some sadhu. No, it was given to a very powerful king, the brother of the emperor. Helmet of gold, earrings of gold, chariot of gold. Arjuna has no material attachments. Pure devotee of the Lord. The same was Ambarish Maharaj, the same as all the great kings. Imam Vivashvate Yogam, Praktyavanam. This has been given from Suryadev, and Suryadev is the line of Suryavamsa, all the Kshatriyas. All these pure Kshatriyas and kings, they receive this knowledge. And then they make the population to follow. So it's not about renunciation. It's not about the color of a dress. It's all about the right mentality. The Lord is the proprietor of everything that exists. Every breath of air that I take, I must be thankful to the Lord. Uttaram, Jagya Toposum, Sarvaloka, everywhere, Sarvaloka, all locations. There is no location that is not owned by the Lord. Sarvaloka Maheshwaram, Sukhridam Sarvabhutanam. On top of that, the Lord is the well-wisher of the devotee. The Lord comes just to transform demons and devotees and to give to the devotees pure love for Krishna. Even through his chastisement, he makes them into devotees. Bali Maharaj is becoming the greatest devotee of the Lord now, in his dynasty too. Just imagine how many followers had. They all became Vishnu Bhaktas with this action of Bali Maharaj. Why? Because he is the grandson of such a great personality like Prahlad Maharaj. We all have this demoniac and divine mentality. Sometimes we act with demoniac nature. When we don't want to listen, we don't want to follow, we want to become independent. We constantly follow this other side. We all have this sway sometimes until we are becoming completely pure from all our material entanglement, all our material desires for jnana, for kama, for karma, for moksha. Then we still have this individual egoistic mentality, which is the demonic mentality. Demon doesn't mean horns and a tail. Mon is the mana, the mind. Mon. Demon means marry with the mind. You only do what the mind tells you. Mana creates manias, maniatics. These manias, these bad habits of the mind, is what keeps us into this desire for enjoyment, which is completely opposite to the service of Krishna. So we have this mind, which is not properly trained, will sway to those this material enjoy, this egoistic desire to enjoy the energy of the Lord. Like Mother Earth. It's not elements. Mother Earth is the body of the energy of the Lord. She is Bhu Shakti. She very kindly has come and take this form, this gigantic form. She's the wife of Brahadev. Are we going to throw plastic in her face or throw all these chemicals in her rivers and only for our material enjoyment? That's why I never drink from plastic. Because you have to measure how much plastic you make daily. Because all this is going to be thrown there. Maybe we'll have to come back to clean it. Who's going to clean it? The demons, they want to enjoy and exploit the energies of the Lord. Mater means mother, materia, material. The only reality is this matter. Yes, is it to exploit the woman? She also has other features. She also can appear as Kali. So for the devotee, he sees this material energy to be engaged in the service of the Lord because it's his Shakti. So here Bali Maharaj has been given such a precious place, he will use it to preach Vishnu Bhakti. So it's different than the neophyte devotee who is taking away his wealth. Here this devotee is giving wealth so he can preach. So this Kala Rupa has a reality. We have in the Vedanga different branches of knowledge. Some of them are for pronunciation of Sanskrit meters, etc. But one of them is Jyotish. In Jyotish we have this Kala Rupa that starts with Mesha, with Aries. Aries is the head of the Lord, of the Kala Rupa. Why? Because Aries is the energy, is the practical aspect. Prakriti, practical. So this practical aspect of the brain, this motrish aspect of the brain, this is Mesha. The second house in astrology is Taurus, Bruka. Taurus is ruled by Venus, beauty and taste, water. So the face of the Lord is very beautiful. And taste comes from it. Then Mituna, or Gemini, two, is male and female. Two eyes, two ears, two arms, chest, two lungs. Then we have Karka, Cancer, ruled by the moon, the emotions. This is the heart of the Kala Purusa. Then we have Leo, Simha, fire, the fire of digestion. So every part of this Kala Purusa also corresponds to Kala Rupa, to time. So much intelligence from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Vishnu's intelligence has no end. How he controls everything and how everything is connected with him. Yudhishthir Maharaj was asked by the Yaksha, what is more numerous than grass? Yudhishthir Maharaj immediately answered, thoughts are more numerous than grass. We create so many thoughts all the time. How is possible that we are so blessed to constantly think in Krishna? The sound of the conch shell, the sound of the bells, the reading of Srimad Bhagavatam, the holy name. We put our thoughts more and more in line with Krishna. We are training our thoughts and mind, our subtle body, in our gross body to be engaged constantly in thinking in Krishna. How so wonderful that we are being trained to be there. With the rest of the living entities who are all over the creation, their thoughts are unlimited and they are going right and wrong. So many desires, so many speculations. So many wrong ideas of what Krishna is. Even here in India, how many people think that they know God when they think it's just a light, just Brahman? And they all walk like full knowledge. But they have just an insignificant amount of knowledge. We should feel so thankful to His divine grace. He has trained our mind. He has somehow or other tricked us and coming into Krishna consciousness. Obviously, this process of Krishna consciousness were the ones who have intelligence. Sumedasa. By some pious activity in the past, by some connection with some devotee, we are now wanted to be absorbed in thinking in Krishna. And he is very wonderfully give us so much food for thought. Isn't that Prabhuji? Isn't this wonderful? Out of thousands of men, hardly once know Krishna in truth. Manushya nam sahasresu kaschit dadati siddhaye. Even those who are perfect, even those who already achieve perfection, between all of them, hardly one knows him in truth. But the Vaishnavas, just by accepting service to other Vaishnavas, just by following the footsteps of great Vaishnavas, we also becoming knowers of the Lord. We also understand Nitai Gauranga. We understand Krishna Balaram. We understand, or we at least perceive from distance, Radham Shamsundar. We see that we are going in the right path. This is the lotus feet of the Lord, the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal of all bhakti. Vasudeva Prayamaka, Vasudeva Parayoga, Vasudeva Paramgati. All activities, all sacrifices, everything is for just falling in love with Krishna again. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains that this seed for pure bhakti is in our hearts. And by watering this seed with the holy name, we will reach eventually the lotus feet of Krishna. Our mind will reach surrender at the lotus feet of Krishna. We will enter, we will cross beyond discoverings. So the meditation at the lotus feet of the Lord can be even in the Virat Rupa, or can be in his Narayan form, or we can here see the lotus feet of Guru and Gauranga. But the meditation and the lotus feet is the ultimate goal of the devotee. Nothing else to get out of this. If we look for fame, for prestige, for adoration, distinction, we're going to lose this bhakti. Trying to become a VIP in the movement, we're going to lose this bhakti. Whatever the Lord wants to give us, that's fine. But what we want is not to lose the chance that Gauranga Mahaprabhu was giving. We can get prema bhakti, we just cannot get distracted. Any Mataji, any devotee, any child, any old man, any person from any race, from any creed, from any state and society, any level of the Varnasram, can get prema bhakti. Kiva vipro kiva yasi shudro knenai e krishno tattva veta se uruhai. Doesn't have to be a vipra, very learned brahmin or sannyasi, can be a shudro. But if he knows the science of Krishna, say Guru Hai, he is the Guru. A Vaishnava Guru Nasyat. And someone who is not a Vaishnava, those who is not surrendered to Vishnu, he is not Guru. A Vaishnava Guru Nasyat, Vaishnava Swapacho Guru. Even if a Vaishnava comes from a family of dog eaters, he becomes purified, he becomes surrendered, and he becomes a teacher. So here Bali Maharaj, he comes from a dynasty of demons. Who cares for Vishnu if he surrendered? That's where Lord Vishnu comes all the time. Some of the soldiers who were saw Hiranyakashipu beings torn apart, they rushed towards Narasingadev trying to kill him. The Lord manifests more arms, his form grew taller, and he crushed them, and then like a whirlwind, he was throwing them here and there. But the other soldiers understood, better I surrender. Few they were crushed like wasps. The rest Jai Gauranga Gauranga. Jai Narasingha Dev. The same happened in Lanka. Lord Ramachandra, he just explode the heart of the powerful Ravana. The rest immediately bow down. They all become liberated devotees. Yes, the Lord comes to chastise the demons, but he makes them into devotees by his chastisement. That's the beauty of his sword. That's the beauty of his Sharinga bow. That's the beauty of his Kaumodaki club. He hits them and transforms them into pure devotees. And whoever see these pastimes and decide on this side, as a Vaishnava or non-Vaishnava, they surrender to the Lord. How wonderful is his compassion, his kindness. Constantly calling us back. Even inside this Kali Yuga, which is just degradation. Everything becomes insignificant. All good qualities disappear. Duration of life disappears. Strength disappears. Purity disappears. All good qualities are washed away in a dark river of sinful activities. But inside this Kali Yuga, inside this dark age, Lord Gauranga appears. And then bhakti is again put into this land. Just 500 years ago. And now we can talk about Krishna in any city of the world. Nobody's going to be burned or crucified. Because now, somehow or other, even the laws have changed. You can preach anywhere. By the mercy of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So if we see 500 years more, this whole earth will be chanting because there's nothing else to do. The rest is just boring. No taste. They keep repeating the same things. Charvita Charvananam. No taste. But they will see the devotees more happier by the second. They have to join them. If they want to be really happy, santushta, peaceful. Isn't it? So this Vrindanga, this Sankirtan movement, this practice that we do internally, each one of us, is preparing us to be able to receive millions of people who would like to hear, but they want to see our character. Krishna can give us the world, but first, achar. Prachar doesn't mean preaching. Prachar means proper behavior of children, proper behavior of women, proper behavior of men, proper behavior of kings, proper behavior of servants, proper behavior of authorities. Everybody should act for the pleasure of Krishna, like his divine grace. What a perfect behavior. His achar was perfect. Acharya. Gauranga Mahaprabhu took birth in 1486. And from that point on, in India, even other great personalities appeared. There was Guru Nanak for the Sikhs. There was Tukaram. There were great personalities who came at the same time of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, all bringing bhakti, beautiful poetry. Gauranga Mahaprabhu took even sannyas with the desire to preach. When he was just 24 years old, he gave up everything so people can respect the message. In 510, he already walked to South India to spread the message. Sankirtan, just by himself. Everywhere the people saw him, they just followed him. He was the personality of Godhead himself walking on this earth. And he went all the way to South India just to reclaim his very special devotee, Gopal Bhatta Goswami. We're going to talk 5 minutes about this wonderful appearance of Sri Ramana, Radha Ramanji. Gopal Bhatta Goswami was the son of very head of the Sri Rangan temple, Sri Vaishnavas, Venkatavata. His uncle was Prabhupada Nanda Saraswati. great learned devotees of Lakshmi Narayan. Just at the beginning of the monsoon season, and these times, Mahaprabhu was reaching Sri Kshetra, Sri Rangakshetra. And immediately by seeing him in the temple, everybody understood the physiognomy of the Lord was just unparalleled. His beauty was radiating. His golden aura, his long arms extended to the sky, glorifying Krishna. So they invite him to stay in their home for the 4 months of the rainy season. He took advantage to talk about Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And they were understanding that Krishna is an avatar of Vishnu, but not that Narayan is an avatar of Krishna. So Mahaprabhu very gently showed to them how Vishnu has 60 qualities of Krishna, but Krishna has 4 more. And with this, he pulled them in. It was true. Because Krishna has his leelas. No other form of the Lord has such a wonderful leelas. And Krishna has his flute, which is not just a bamboo piece. With this, he enchants all the damsels of Braja. With this, he enchants everybody's. He brings the love from the heart of the devotees. Vishnu has not that. Vishnu has mace and shak and sudarshan. You love me, why cut your head? You surrender all else. And Krishna has this form, this Madhurya Rupa, which is just so enchanting. Even Vishnu himself wants to enter and see his pastimes. And Krishna has the topmost, Prema Madhurya, these pastimes of Radha Krishna. So then he pulls them in and shows them the supremacy of Lord Krishna above Lakshmi Narayan. At that time, Gopal Bhatta was just a 10-year-old boy and was serving him perfectly, bringing his food, massaging him, arranging everything that he can for. He understood, here it is, the Supreme Personality of God. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu finished his visit, he gave him initiation in the Gopal Mantra. And he left. Small Gopal Bhatta wanted to follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was just 11 years old. So he waited 20 years more, his parents to give permission, so he can go to Braj. And then he came and joined Rupa and Sanatan. By the order of the Lord, he went to Nepal looking for these 12 Shilas they were predicted to have. He didn't know what was going to be. But the first day when he went to take bath and take some water to offer some pranams to Surya, then a beautiful Damodar Shila came into the palms of his hands. He understood that this is a gift of the Lord. So he kept it. And the last day when he's leaving, he's trying to get some water from his Kamandalu for the traveling. And then another 11 Shilas came in. He tried to pull them back in the water, but they came in all the time. So he understood these are the 12. And he took them back with him. And he worshipped them with all love and affection. He had a very small hut underneath the tree in the same place when it's now the Radha Ramanji. And he will worship these 12 salagrams. But he will see Rupa and Sanatana already worship deities with beautiful forms. So he was meditating. And in the day of Lord Narasingadev, and this Narasingha Chaturdasi, 477 years ago, 477 years ago, so little time, Radha Raman is one of these deities. They will stay here just like Radhasyam Sundar Krishna Balaram Gornitai for thousands of years in this Kali Yuga. The Lord manifests from this Damodar Shila, he manifests the beautiful form of Radha Ramanji. But the mercy of Lord Chaitanya to went all the way into Sri Kshetra just to reclaim this devotee, just to take him. How kind the Lord is. And we know in each of us, in our personal life, how the Lord has pulled us in from our dark holes. How he enchanted us and brought us to Krishna consciousness. So as our duty and our only way to pay is to just keep meditating at His lotus feet, so we can purify our heart from all impurities and anarthas and develop this bhava, this attraction to only Krishna and nothing else than Krishna. Nothing else is worth it. There's no prayer for karma, jnana, or even inside our movement for just to become an important person is not necessary. We will lose the chance. We have to be very vigilant of our bhakti. What we're trying to obtain through our prayers. We want to get this pure mercy with Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Prema Bhakti for Krishna. Maybe the topic was a little bit carried away from the subject, but I didn't prepare anything, so I let it flow. Thank you so much. Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. If you have any questions and comments, Prabhuji's. So we leave it there. Gaura Brahmanandi Haribol, Haribol.